All right, it's the Go-Go's to get us going this morning, which can only mean one thing. I'm not really here. I'm on my vacation. You've got Hologram Pat and Dee this morning.
That's awesome. I love it.
Do you want to be a hologram too? Or are you?
Yes, I've always wanted to be a hologram.
All right, Hologram Pat and Hologram Dee this morning. It's time to feed the resistance. Dee's got the hologram beer. I've got the hologram food. And the hologram food today is garlic scape pesto, which is something totally new to me. I've never made this before, but I had heard of it,
yeah,
and I wanted to try it.
For sure.
So
this was one of the only things that you sent me that I've heard of.
Oh, really?
So I feel like I'm qualified.
So years ago in our CSA box came garlic scapes, and Laura and I had no idea what they were. So we just prepared them the way the CSA had suggested we prepare them, and we liked them.
Yeah.
And when I returned to Madison after a few years in Virginia, I went to the farmer's market one Saturday, and there were garlic scapes. And
yeah,
I remember that. Wow, I should get these. But I don't remember what to do with them, so I didn't.
Yeah.
And on my way home that day, I thought, oh, pesto.
Yeah.
Make a pesto with them.
Totally.
I'll get them next week.
I had some, too, and I just threw them in and used it kind of like regular garlic. But now I'm like, dang it, where was this recipe when I needed it?
So I had no idea really what they were.
Yeah.
I had heard of garlic scape pesto. And then, of course, when I went back to the farmer's market the next week, there were no garlic scapes. Because it's a very, very short season.
Mm-hmm.
From the Farmer's Almanac, here's the definition.
Okay.
Or not really a definition. It says, did you know that the bulbous garlic root isn't the only edible part of the plant? The green shoots or stems that grow from the roots, more properly known as garlic scapes, are also edible and are a staple on the tables of backyard gardeners and farmer's market shoppers.
Okay.
So this time when I saw garlic scapes at the farmer's market, I bought up a bunch of them and
here we are.
Made my pesto.
Nice.
And like I said, the season is short, so you may not find them.
Right.
And I'm on vacation, so I don't care if you do find them and buy them all up. That's fine.
Pat is out of F's to give.
Right, exactly. All right, so a very garlicky pesto is what we have here. What did we pair this with this week?
Yeah, and since it is very garlicky, I wanted a beer that was almost like a palate cleanser, I suppose you could say. So I went with Economowoc Brewfinity Brewing Company Day Drinker is the name of the beer. It's just a lager, and that's pretty much all you have to say about it. Freaking love lagers, especially from our local craft breweries. So.
And it's called Day Drinker, so yeah, we should just have a case in the fridge
it
at all times.
It should always be on hand, without a doubt. So I just thought with the crispness and the cleanness of this beer, it would help to kind of cut through that really strong garlic taste that you're going to get.
All right, let's try it.
That works really good together. I love the prosciutto on top, too. That was a great idea.
And that I thought it needed something more than just garlic on a piece of bread.
Right. Absolutely.
And the garlic is strong, and you get it right at the start, and then it's stronger on the finish.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
But it's not overwhelming either.
Totally.
Especially when you add that prosciutto to it.
I will say I am glad we're no longer in mask wearing season, because I don't think I could be able to handle myself this afternoon.
I shall have no friends this afternoon.
No,
I'll be
kidding.
Able to sit in my office and work all afternoon with no one bothering me.
Perfect. It's almost like you planned it that way.
All right. I love it. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks to UW Provision. Two locations, the Meat Market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. And thanks to the Basin Barbecue Restaurant, Views, Brews, and Barbecues at Tyrol Basin. We do this every week right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.